Bruchim Avom and Ayashe Koyach. We have a mezakeh meet to hear a shir on the sugyas. We're not learning the sugyas of Eishim Mishum Chitzav Mishum Amoyna from Rabosher. So I was asked to chazer over be mezakeh in case not everyone understood the Yiddish or but it was kedai anyway. I said that if Rabosher would come up and read the phone book, I would also come to the shir. I'd be here. And I would make a chazorah. So we have in the sugya shitas Reish Lakish that Eisha Mishum Emoinoi, and we have a machlokes Rashi v'Tosfos. Rashi says that the Reish Lakish you're only chayav by gachela shaloi kipshuta Eisha Mishum Emoinoi. It has to be yours. And Tosfos is chaylik. Tosfos is a few kashas on Rashi that are big kashas that have to be dealt with. Bnei Yeshua is busy with it, but Tosfos says, how can it be? You're only mechuyev on Yeish, that you own lefi Reish Lakish. So that means if someone takes his Eish and is mafkirit and lets it go, he could be mazik and he'll be potter. How can that be? Bnei Yeshua deals with this. But Akoponim, that's mefurishim machloikas Rashi with Tosfos. So starting from Shita's Rashi, where's Rashi coming from that you're only mechuyev on the mazik of Eish if you're mamoinah? Maisa, you lit it. Maybe the pshia in itself should be mechayev you. So l'chor, the mokar from Rashi, Rabosha said, is from the mazik of bor. When a person digs a bor, you dug a bor, you're pesheya. Yet we all know the famous Gemara, more later on in Bava Kama, the Gemara Mitzochim, Omer Reb Elazar, Shtei Devorim Einon Beshusay Shel Adam, Va'osan Hakosov Keilu Hein Beshusay. Two things. One of them is Chometz BePesach. It's Osir Bahano, it's not yours. And the Torah said, Lo Yiro Lecho. It's not mine. How could you be Oiver? The Torah said it is yours. Legabi Bal Yiro. The second thing is, Bor Beshusay Rabim. Person digs a Bor Beshusay Rabim. How could you be Mechuyiv on the Bor? It's not yours. The Torah said, Bal Bor. The Torah is osan hakosov ki'ilu hein b'shusay. Now, avada doesn't mean that you are the owner in choshen mishpat of the bor. Someone goes in that bor and shoots around, you can't kick him out. It means legabe chiv nezokim, the Torah said it's memoinah. So Rashi saw over here, a pshia alone is not mechayiv you. Why do you need the osan hakosov? Why do you need that? Just why can't the Torah be mechayiv me because I dug a bor? The answer is because it has to be memoinah. In the parasha from Momon HaMazik, it's not enough just that a pshi, it has to be that it's your mom. Only that's machriya, that you're chayiv. So the same thing is by Eish. Now by Eish, there is no posuk of osan hakosov. There's no osan hakosov kilu hein bishusoy. Rebbe Loza said shnei devorim, not three. So Eish, there is no osan hakosov kilu hein bishusoy. So behechruch, you only chayiv. It's kachela shaloi. Very, very simple cheshbon that where Rashi's coming from, that you only chayiv by Eish, shehu memoina. So the shaylus was with Tosfos. Tosfos here is Mayrich with Rayas that even if you don't own the Gacheles, the Shalheves, you take someone else's Eish and you matlik Yechayev. If it's not your Maman, where's the Mechayev? So Moshe said like this, we have a Gemara, he wanted to bring the Sugya, a famous Sugya in Bava Kama, Nudvava Mebeis, the Sugya of Maimid. The Gemara says that if you take someone else's Behema and you bring it over to someone's Peris or someone's Koma, but often that the behemoth vaday can eat. That's the natural tap of a behemoth. It eats when it sees. The Gemara says you chayiv. Hamaymid behemas chaveroi al komas chaveroi. The maymid is chayiv. The question is why you chayiv? It's not mine. What did I do? There is a Rashba over there that says the mechayiv is odom hamazik. The Rashba learns that's odom hamazik. What's the difference if you take the pre and you put it in the behemoth's mouth, or you take the behemoth's mouth and you put it on the pre? That's the Rashba's cook of Maimon. It says the Rashba has dinim of Adam Amazik, it's chayiv everywhere. Tosfos says not that way. Tosfos learns the Mashmoyis HaGemora is, it's the Mechayiv of Shen. We know that one of the Dalet Ovis Nezikin is Shen, when the behemoth eats. So Tosfos says, it is not the Mazik of Adam, this is Shen. Question, and not big nafkamina, shame we know, shame the regular is potter b'shusarabim. If you maimed behemoth chaveri al komas chaveri, if it's bishus rabban fi toitzus, you potter. Shein v'regles potter bishus rabban fi the rashbi b'chayiv. Now the question is, how could it be shein? It's not memoni. The pasuk says v'shilach es beira. So toitzus there says a lotion like this: hoil v'hu asa chashiva kididei. These are the words of Tosfos and Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. Literally translated, since you made it, it is yours. It's considered yours. What did you make? You didn't make the behemoth. You made the behemoth imazik. So when Tosfos says it's chashiva kididei, it doesn't mean the behemoth is yours. So the way Rabbi Shafat teaches it, not that the behemoth is yours, but the maisa mazik is yours. Who created this mazik? You. By you bringing the behemoth over to the koma and the behemoth eats that ma'isa mazik, you arranged it, you made it. So Shteit and Tais is a big yisoy. This is the sugi of Maimid. When you created and you made the mazik be mazik, it's yours. Words of Tais was chashivi kididei. So it's kilu memoine. Memoine in Bava Kama lefi Tais doesn't have to be mamish yours. The pasuk says be'ira. It doesn't mean yours in choshe mishpat. It means in Bava Kama, with the Bava Kama glasses on, this is yours. A mazik that you made, you are the proud Bal HaMazik. You're the Bal HaMazik. It's your mazik. You made it. You made it be mazik. That's what Tosfos says there. That's a sugya called Maimit. When Tosfos says this, he brings a raya. Where do we find such a yisoid of Maimit? Tosfos says it's ki'ilu, just like if you madlik gadishoy shel chaveiro with eishoy shel chaveiro. Words of Tosfos. When you take someone else's eish and you lit, avati yichayev, that's what Tosfos l'shitas in Chof Beis, you don't need kachel l'shaloi. So Tosfos says, what I'm saying by being maimed b'hemas chaveroi, that there's a yisoid of maimed, I'm getting Tosfos compares it to eish. That means Tosfos is getting it from eish. So now we know, how does Tosfos learn the sugi of eish? What were we asking? Where's the mamoina? Rashi holds it has to be gachel l'shaloi. Lefitosis, there's a suya called maimit. When you, just like by the behemoths, when you light an eish, and the ruach matsuya is going to take it and be mazik, you created the mazik. Kididei choshev. So Tosfos holds midin maimit. In Rashi, maybe Rashi has a different shot than maimit. Obviously Rashi learns eish is not maimit. Maybe Rashi doesn't hold of this yisoid of maimit. Maybe Rashi learns like the Rajba over there. But Rashi holds it has to be Gachel Shloi. But Tosfos who learns, there's a new Yisoid in Bava Kama, a Mazik that you made the Mazik, Koyel Vuhu Oso, Kedidei Chashivi. You don't need Eish Shloi, it's Kedidei Chashivi. Elamai. The Shaila is, Lefi Tosfos, so what's with Bor? Bor, there's a Mfuish Gemor, it's not enough when you made the Bor. Osan HaKosov Ki Iluhein Bishusoi. And we explain that's where Rashi's coming from. Where's Rashi coming from that you need memoine? Rashi looked at the Gemara is about Bor, it must be yours. A Maisa Pshi is not enough. So Eish also. Eish doesn't have Asana Kosov, it has to be yours. If Tosfos holds this new Yesoid of Maimit, so why do we need Asana Kosov? Why can't you be Mechayev Bor Mishum Maimit? So Baruch Ber says, I think maybe Simin Vov over here, Baruch Ber says, Loi Matzinu Maimit Bebor. That's it. Words of Baruch Ber. Velo Yosef. There's a mechayiv of maimit by Shein Veregel, by Eish Bor, we don't find maimit. So he left it up to us to find the chiluk. So Boshu wanted to say pshat, maybe saying pshat in Rebor Ber. The chiluk is like this. Maimit means hoil vuhu osa. That tells us when you made the mazik be mazik. A mazik that's mazik, like a shore that eats, it does a pu'ula. When I arranged it, I'm the bailim on a pu'ula. On a maisa, I become the bailim on that. It's kedidei chashivi. I lit an eish. The eish burns. It's mazik. It's doing. It doesn't have ruach chayim, but the eish is burning. How does the mazik of bor work? When you dig a bor, the bor is mazik. The bor doesn't do anything. People fall in the bor. People get genizik in your bor. The bor's not doing. It doesn't move. It doesn't. So there's no pu'ula of a maisa mazik in a bor. So when I dig a bor, you can't say, I made the mazik be mazik. So there's no maimid over there. To the yisoid of maimid for the day choshev, it has to be that you made the mazik be mazik. You don't have that by bor, because there's no pu'ul of being mazik. Okay, that was chelik aleph of the machlokes Rashi for Tosfos.
Walking an animal into a bar.
If you push him?
No, walking into the bar. Inevitably, it's going to go.
But my boar is not. When it falls, the behemoth is walking.
I let it dance.
That's something else. I'm talking about just mitzad the boar. If you let it there, you dug the boar and you brought the behemoth? Then I don't know. But that's not what we're talking about. The question was, every time you dig a boar, I dug a boar, b'shus rab, I went home. You're not chayiv mid in my mid. The Torah has to put it in your shus. So what we're saying, that digging of the boar, that what you did, just the digging, you didn't make a mazik that's mazik people. You made a mazik that allows people to get genizik.
So,
no, but by putting it there, and the tab of the animal is to eat, I made the animal eat. I did. No, but that's like automatic. It's a machine. You look at the animal doesn't have das. An animal, it's not a decision process in the animal. When you bring an animal to food, it's not a person. You sit a person down by a table, he has to think, should I eat, should I not, how do I eat? An animal eats. That's instinct. That's called I made it. That's called I made it. I'm going to add on just a parperis over here, because since Lemaisa we're learning Bava Kama, we mentioned a side note that there's a famous chakira, one of the basic chakiras in Bava Kama, very famous, starts from Babes and it doesn't end, is we have a parish in the Torah of Adam HaMazik. A person's mazik is chayiv. There's another parish in Mishpatim of Mammon HaMazik. Keren, Shein, Regel, Eish, Bor. Rebisa Zalman, famous Rebisa Zalman, in the beginning of Sefer of Nizkei Mammon Evanas, he declares a chakira. What's the gedder hamachayev on my mammon? Why am I mechuyev? Because my mammon was mazik. I didn't do it. Tzad number one is the Torah was mechadish a new parsha that you have to pay for what your mammon does. I'm a chroy, a parsha in the Torah. You're a chroy for what you didn't do it. You're a chroy for what your mammon does. If you are shomer, that's a ptur. Shmir patas, that we know. Anyone who is shomer, that's a mishni yipater. Shmir is pater. In one place, he says al derech oynis. Shmir patas. The second side of the chakira is no. There's no such mechayiv just because my moment was masik. It means because I have it in shmira and I was poshea in the shmira, my pshia in the shmira let that masik be happen. Let that hezek happen. I caused it. It's kilu I sent the behemoth. I didn't watch my behemoth. So the reason I'm responsible for that, why did Lekuli Alma, it's not Adam HaMazik, it's a new parasha of Mammon HaMazik, but why am I mechuyev? What's the gedder advarim? One side is Mammon HaMazik is a mechayev no matter what. If you're shomer, it's potter. Lefi, the second side, it's the ishmir, the pshi and the shmir, since you, by being a srashil in the shmir, that's what caused the hezek. You're responsible for that. You're a certain gram in the hezek. Lefi the second tzad, what happens when you're shomer? It's not a ptur. Means there's no mechayev. Means there's no mechayev bechlal. That was the chakira of Rebbe Zalman. Akoponim, Reb Nochum, and Beikvoisov, Reb Nosson Tzvi, Zatzal, when they went through the Masechta, they made a machlokes Rashi v'Tosfos, that Rashi holds the pshi and the shmir is mechayev. And Tosfos holds the Mammon HaMazik is the Mechayev. I'll just mention one. I'm getting to that. Ugh. That's a good catch. At the beginning of the Sechta, page by page, the Moshel, there's a Gemara that says by Eish, there's a Gemara that says by Eish that Eish koyachacha meurvoy and therefore yechayev. Rashi learns koyachacha meurvoy is a choymer. You should have realized when you lit an Eish. You should have realized it's a reason to be mechayev you. You should have realized. And Tosfos is the opposite. Koyachacha meurvoy is the Gemara means even though this koyachacha meurvoy and you should be potter still yechayev. Like the same Gemara. So said Nochum Nosson Tzvi that. Rashi learns the Pshia is the Mechayev, so this is a Siva to be Mechayev. You have Mammon of an Eish, and you know the wind could bring it. That's a Chumrah, bigger Pshia. Hashem Yitaisus, we're not looking at the Pshia, we're looking at the Mammon. If you look at the Mammon aspect, something helped my Mammon be Mazik. It wasn't like Shor, which is my pure Mammon. There's a wind that's bringing it also, so it's not purely my Mammon, so there would be a Havamina to be Mekel. Akoponim, listen, so he went through the Masechta page by page. When he had a Lishitasa, every Machlokes Rashi v'Tosfos fit with this, like it or not, whether Rashi and Tosfos liked it or did not like it. Nothing sweet. So it fit, it went. So I remember once someone asked him from this sugya, he said, well, hold on a second, after like 20 something Lishitasas, we come to the sugya Vesh, and it's like Mishapchu Ayotzris. By Eish Lefi Eish Lokesh, Rashi's makpid on the Mammon, and Tosfos is willing to be Mechayevi without the Mammon. It's like, you want to make a Lishit, but to find an opposite, that's already. Tosfos L'Choyer is enough to make a Hadloka. You make a Pshia, you Chayev, and Rashi's, no, we got to have the Mammon. Sounds a little bit like Mishapchu Ayotzris. And Nosensu gave his big, precious smile. That's it. He smiled. That was like the answer. I don't know what this means. After you have 20 lishitasos, you're going to slug it up with one kasha. I just gave you 20 lishitasos, you're going to slug it up with one kasha. But a kopana like this, I'm not going to go into it by richas now, but I just want one nekuda. At first glance, it sounds like Svaras Hafuchas. Maybe at first glance. But Kilu Rashi holds it has to be your moment. Okay? But out of all the Tosfos should hold, we're not looking at the moment. If the Iker Mechayiv is the Mamayna. But the answer to that it's not Hafucha, is because there are those that say over Tosfos a little bit not Meduktuk. When we come to Tosfos, what we just explained, why does Tosfos hold you Mechayiv Be'esh Eina Shaloi? Misha Maimid. What's Maimid? Maimid, when you Maimid the Behema, Al Komas Chaveiro. So some bring down the Tosfos that Hoyel Vuhu Osoi Yechayiv. Okay, those words are true, but it's not a full quote. Tosfos holds when you make the mazik is chayiv, but Tosfos added in hoyel v'hu osay kididei choshev. Tosfos didn't just say hoyel v'hu osay you're the poisheya. Tosfos says it's considered yours, which means at the end of the day, Tosfos doesn't suffice with you are the big poisheya. It must be yours. What Tosfos is doing is he's extending b'marchiv, what does memoinoi mean in Bava Kama? When we say memoinoi, that my thing was mazik, it doesn't mean mine in choshe mishpot, that I'm the proud bailam on this. Whatever's considered mine in Bava Kama, you're responsible. Says Tosfos of Yisoid, if you made the mazik, it's yours. So I'm saying ad the rabbo. From that Tosfos, you see, Tosfos didn't just say, you were Peshaya, you caused the whole headache, you should be Chayiv. No, that's not a... Tosfos needs, at the end of the day, it has to be yours. But there's a Chiddush, Hoyel Vuhu Osay, it's mine. Very similar, there's another Tosfos earlier. No, also over there in Nunvez and Vez, I think, that Tosfos says, Hoytzi'u HaListim. Listim Ganov broke into the house and they took the behemoth, they went out. If it's Mazik, they're Chayiv. They're chayiv because it's them mechuyiv in the shmirah. List them that take it. It's it b'shus on them mechuyiv in the shmirah. Loshen HaTosfos over there is in Bava Kama. Anyone who's biyadei l'shomroi and should be watching it, kididei choshev. I see the words of Tosfos again. Tosfos didn't just say if it's you have to watch it, so you're poshea, you caused it. The bottom line is kididei choshev. What? The word kolaymar. Yeah, no, it's not really yours. No, because it's not really. Yeah, it is a kolaymar. I mean, it's. I don't know. Listen, different yeshivas. There's different diyukim how vite you take the kolaymar. That's so. It's not yours, mamish. Chiyav memoni yeshboy. We're saying it's kiddy day, but it's not. Okay. Wait. So that was what? Oh, so I said, I'm not answering everything. Yeah. I said this, it's not hafuchos. Rashi's a little bit more, it's not hafuchos. Answer smile, okay. Okay, now, in the Hemshech HaGemorah, we have in the Hemshech HaGemorah, The Gemara says, the Gemara asks on Reish Lakish from the Mishnah, HaKelev Shenotel Charoro, the Baal HaKelev, he didn't watch his Kelev. And the Kelev took a Charoro, Gacheles, and made a fire. He burnt a Godesh. And it says that the Baal HaKelev is Chayev. The Baal HaKelev is Chayev. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Lefir Reb Yerichan, and we're good. Bishleim Lefir Reb Yerichan that holds Eishem Mishim Chitzov. Just like your chitzav is your ma'isa, chitzav the kelev. This is a ma'isa the kelev. It's like it's regal. Yichayv mishu lefi reish lokish. Frak the Gemara. Hay eish lav memoynoi debal kelevu. How could the bala kelev be mechuyah for this hadloka? It is not his eish. Now what's this line of the Gemara? So lefi Rashi, the Gemara couldn't be better. The Gemara means exactly what it said. Rashi holds it has to be your mammon. Just like if I light an ish, if it's not my mom and your potter, and my kelev lit an ish. The Gemara says exactly, Firashi, it's beautiful. Hai ish, lav the money, the bal kelev. You can't be mechuyah, mishum ish. The shayla is lefi taisis. Taisis holds, if you light an ish, she'en ishelcho, yichayiv. It doesn't have to be yours. He said, midin maimid. If you make the mazik, if you created the mazik, that's enough. So say the same thing. When I didn't watch, I was pesheh my kelev. I didn't watch my kelev for making a mazik. That should also be mechayiv you. How does Tosfos learn this Gemara? So Tosfos over here says, Tosfos divrei maschil, lav memoynoi debal kelevu. He says, who loy hidlikoi? You didn't light it. I, the kelev, lit it. Va'al eishel kalboi loy chiyav osay Torah. The Torah was not mechayiv you on the eish of the kelev. And Tosfos says, just like the Torah wasn't mechayiv you when your shore digs a bore. You're not mechuyev on that. Afal gav de legabe bor, it's the rechmiyot. Ish bor v'loy shor bor. Practice one second. By bor, we have a pasuk. It says, ish bor v'loy shor bor. That's a mefush pasuk that you're potter on the bor that you're shor. So, but by ish, where's the pasuk? So, Taisva says, mikol mokoim poshet lein la gemora mishum eze drosho de potter al eshe behemtoi. There must be some drosha somewhere. The Gemara didn't speak it out. What Tosfos means is it's a little bit dochuk in pshat, but Tosfos says there must be some drosha. Where is the drosha? Tosfos is not megala over here on memches on aleph. He says the drosha hamavir es habeira when you lit it, not anyone else. So basically, Tosfos found the pasuk in Bava Kama. You're not chayev for the bor if you sure digs a bor. You're not chayev for the eish that your kelev made. That's how Tosfos reads the Gemara. When we come to this Gemara, you'll notice it's a lot smoother. Lefi Rashi, the Gemara says, Lefi Reish Lakish, how could the Baal HaKelev be chayev? Hayesh lav memoinoi de Baal Kelev. That's the kasha. You don't have to add anything. It's not yours. Lefi Tosfos, you need a little bit more background over here. What do you mean, Hayesh lav memoinoi de Baal Kelev? It's not his. But you don't need his. It means, because you're only mechuyev on Eish Sher Hu Hidlikoi, not the Eish El Kalboi. A little bit dochok in the Gemara. But that's the I think the Nachlas Dovah has a klal that Rashi always follows the words of the Gemara. Rashi goes much more always. That's the Arkish of Rashi. Follow the words, and Tosfos is more a little bit loose in the words. And Nachlas Dovah has this many times. This is another example. So like this. That's Tosfos. So Boshe wanted a time now. That there's other Rishonim where we have another terrace to Tosfos as Kasha. Without bringing in a drosha of the unknown drosha that Tosfos doesn't know of Yinat Chayiv and Eishel Kalboi, the Nemuki Yosef in the sixth perek brings from the Ra'or that we have a din of Garmi, in the Sugi of Garmi. Adam Amazik is Chayiv when he's Mazik Biyadayim. Now, Groma Benizokin is Potter. Garmi, we have Shitas, Reb Meir, Do'in, Dina, da Garmi. And it's a sugya which obviously we can't go into what exactly is called Garmi, what's Groma, how to be Magdir. There's long Rishonim on it. The Ramban has a whole Sefer on it, Kuntrus, Dina, da Garmi. What exactly is Garmi? But without going into it. Adam Amazik is Chayiv by Garmi. If he Mazik B'derek Shel Garmi, he's Chayiv to pay. Says the Nemuki Yosef, B'Shem the Ro'o. On your behema, Maman Amazik, you only chayiv what the behema does be yadayim. You're not chayiv on garmid de behemtoi. You're not chayiv al garmid de behemtoi. It says in the Nemuki Yosef, where do we see this from? From the ish bor v'loy shor bor. Just like you're not mechuyev when your behemoth digs a bor, you're not mechuyev on that bor. He takes out of here a big klal in Bava Kama that all mamana masik, you're only mechayev for the maisa that the behemoth does, and you're not mechayev for gromas and garmi. This is the Nemug Yosef. So pshat, he explained like this. What's pshat in Nemug Yosef? What is this pasuk of ish bor v'lo shor bor? You're not mechuyev on the bor of your shor. Great, nice halacha. What does that have to do with garmi? What does it have to do with garmi? So he said like this. With one hakdama, when we say that lafir Reb Meir do in dina da garmi, you could have learned that Reb Meir holds garmi is mamish adam amazik. You did it. What's the difference? This way, that way. You did it. You did the mazik. It's a ma'isa adam. It's mamish, the same thing as doing something via daim. He said that's not the pshat. And he brought a raya. He said, in kol dini ha-toira, garmi is not your ma'isa. L'moshel by Shabbos. Said Melacha Shabbos, it's only called Melacha if you do it mamish. If you do Melacha Shabbos b'derech shel garmi, he said it's poshut et yipotter. It's not Melacha Shabbos. How does this fit? Reb Meir is don dina de garmi. What happened? Reb Meir, what do you see from this kasha? Kasha is very, very, brings out a point. That's a good kasha. Rabbi say, why is garmi chayiv in Bava Kama? And in other dinim in the Torah, it doesn't have, it's not your ma'isa. What's the answer? A good kasha. That's sweet. This is, it's mechayiv you to be mechalik and bring out a point over here. You're not so off. I hear, you could go that way. So you want to say a little bit different. He wanted to say basically, this is b'maimer hamuzger. A good, if you know how to ask a kasha, a good kasha is worth a lot. Kasha is not about, I don't know what pshat is. A good kasha is a tool. When I was learning with Reb Osher with Chavrusa, I once came in one morning and he says, Reb Melech, I have a present for you this morning. He didn't have a bag. And he says, I have a matono. He wasn't carrying anything. I said, he says, I have a kasha. And he told me over a kasha. And then I was a little bit younger. It took me a while to understand. You give someone a kasha, that's a present. And Reb Osher, that's like the bit. If you give someone a good kasha and let them, something they can figure out, they'll start figuring out the answer, they'll build the whole, it's like giving someone a plot to build a building on. Here's the plot, you build. You just take a kasha. So this is a kasha that's going to bring out a very important yisod. The pshat is like this. In Bava Kama, a mazik, garmi is not the ma'isa or the mamish. Garmi is, you caused the hezek. I brought it about. Did I do it mamish b'yadayim? No. I'm goyrim it. I did something that brought about the hezek. Miloshim goyrim. You were goyrim it. Reb Meir Shita is, even if you didn't do it mamish b'yadayim, but you were goyrim, if you were, in Reb Osher's words, you were machshir. Machshir means, Rashi and Bava Kama Testament base, hichsharti means zimanti es niskoy. You were mazminu machshir. You orchestrated this hezek to happen. If it's b'derech shel garmi, you're also chayiv. So the chilek is poshut. That's the yesoid in Bava Kama. To be mechayiv you on a zokin, the yesoid is, you did it, you caused it. You are responsible for that hezek taking place. Sometimes you do it b'yadayim mamish, sometimes you caused it b'derech shel garmi. When we come to Shabbos, Shabbos is about doing a ma'isa malocha. Not causing the malacha to take place. There's no iser in Shabbos if I cause the malacha to be done. It's about doing. You got to do the malacha. Shabbos is about shvisa. If I didn't do the malacha, be a dayim. Who cares if I was goyim, the malacha took place. I didn't do malacha. So this brings out what garmi is. So we come to the Muki Yosef. The Muki Yosef says, he looks at the pasuk, ishbor v'loy shorbor. What's behind that? What behind that is, when the Torah was mechayiv me for shor, it's mechayiv me for what the shor does. When the shor digs a bor, what's the shor really doing? It's causing, it's being machshir another hezek. It's digging a bor so other things can happen. In the pasuk of ish bor v'loy shor bor, I see that you're only mechuyiv for what the animal does, but bringing about, being machshir, being goyrim, other hezekas, that's not in the parasha of Mamana Mazik. A general yesod. Adam amazik it is. Adam, you're not only chayiv for what you do, anything you cause. Garmi lefirat meir. But by shor, if the Torah states ish bo v'lo shor bo, then Muki Yosef built a klal in mamon amazik. Mamon amazik is only chayiv for what the mamon does. So says the Muki Yosef, from here we have a general klal. Reb Meir is don dina da garmi, but not the hemtoy. You potter on garmi de behemtoy. That's the okay. Back to us. So lefi the Muki Yosef. Muki Yosef held it's a general klal. This is the Muki Yosef. I don't know. I don't know what to answer exactly. Maybe it's a p'tur by bor. Okay. Muki Yosef brings from the Ra'ah that this is how it's about the behema. Something about the way the behema is doing it. It's not nichlal and mamon amazik. The vidin of Muki Yosef. That's a simple kasha to what's bothering Tosfos over here. Shitas haTosfos in the Gemara, the Eish doesn't have to be your mamon. If you like with someone else, she's Eish Yechayv. So why does the Gemara say you potter when the Caliph took someone else's Eish, the Firish Lokish? I'm Chayiv when I live with someone else's Eish. So why the Caliph? My Caliph took someone else's Eish. What's the difference? The Fidin of Muki Yosef, it's Poshet. Because we have a general klal in Bava Kamo, you're only chayiv on your kelev, on your shor, for what it does be a daim, not causing other hezekas, not causing other things to be mazik, making an eish abor. Mamish poshet, a general klal. But Tosfos holds not that way. Because the kelev.
The Gemara says.
Yeah, so it's not so much different than Tosfos, a little bit dochak in the Gemara. Hayesh lav memoyne shel bala kelev means it's what it really means is the bialim wasn't maplikit. Like Tosfos says, like Tosfos starts the hu lo hidlikoi. If you were maplikit, it's choshev kididei, but you didn't. It's not I the behema. You're not chayiv on garmi de behemtoi. You're not chayiv on garmi de behemtoi. And Tosfos learns otherwise. You see, Tosfos had to find a specific drasha for each one. You potter on shor. Tais doesn't hold as a general cloud that you potter on garmi de behemter. Those are general cloud. So Tais was hold, which fits, Rabbi said, which fits very good. Tais doesn't hold like that because, like this, the Nemuki Yosef holds garmi is deiraisa. So he's like bothered by it. He has the shayla. Are you mechuyiv on garmi de behemter? He has to be mechadish, no, with a mokah from bor. Shita Tais was later is the whole garmi is derabonon. It's not a din deraisa, not like those, the Ramban that is deraisa. It's only the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon only were masakilit on an Odom, not a behema. So Tosfos doesn't have that whole sugya, bichlal of garmi de behemtoi. So back to our Tosfos, Tosfos has one posuk for bor, you're not chayiv on bor de behemtoi, you're not chayiv on eshel behemtoi. So that was this is the second chelik over here. Harashi l'mshat, that's smooth, and lefidu rishonim that you don't need your esh. So what does the Gemara mean? You're not chayiv an eish shel kalboi. Lefi Tosfos, it's a drosha, and lefi the Muki Yosef, it's a general klal. You potter on garmi de behemtoi. So I thought of a nafkamina here between Tosfos and the Muki Yosef. It's a little bit interesting nafkamina. Tosfos is mevur. Without a miut, you'd be chayiv an eish shel behemtoi. If your behema lit an eish, it's not your fire. You'd be chayiv. Why you potter? It's a miut. Without that, you'd be chayiv. Now we know, when you light an eish, it's only midin maimid. That's the Tosfos we started with in Nunvav. Hoyel v'hu osay kididei chashiva. So mevuah from this Tosfos, that just like you're chayiv and maimid, maimid de behemta, you're also chayiv. Otherwise you would not need a miut. When you light with someone else's eish, since you made the mazik, it's yours. Okay, now, Tosfos says, when my kelev made the eish, misvori you should be chayiv, it would seem because of maimid. My kelev made it. So I'm a chori for that also. I need a miut. Okay. What would be, in such a case, what would be, a little interesting case, I know, what would be if a shor is maimid, another shor, al komas chaveiroi? Okay, maybe a little bit hard to find. But you have a shor. You have a shor. He's a leader. He has leader characteristics. And he led. And my shor took someone else's shor and pulled it and brought it over the komas chaver, which is my mit. Am I chayiv on? I was pesheya in a case where I knew it could happen without the side problems. Just the case chayiv or potter. Sounds quite an interesting case. I would say like this. L'chura. I'm saying l'chura. L'fi Tosfos Yechayiv. Sounds interesting. L'fi Tosfos Yechayiv. Why? It's like, Tosfos and Unvav says, Maimed al Komas Chaveri is the same thing as lighting with an ish. Maimed. It's all the same Maimed. Now, in our Tosfos, when your Kelev lights an ish, there's a posuk. There's a posuk by Bor. There's a posuk by Ish. Sure. We don't have a posuk by Shor. So l'fi Tosfos, it's like your shore is, how do we have a shore being mazik with bor, miyot, shore being mazik with eish, a miyot. Here's a shore being mazik with another shore. That's what it is. It's a, if you taste this, you'd be chayiv, technically. Lefid and emuki yosef, you'd be potter. Because lefid and emuki yosef, I don't need a posuk by each mazik. There's a general klal, I'm not chayiv and garmi de behemtai, which is learnt out of bor, which means I'm only chayiv for what the behema does. Not if he's machshir, something else. Like, just to throw it, like this, I have to check it up. This l'chor, there is a Bircha Shmuel, I think it's Simon Tezayim, he brings a drosha from Reb Chaim. I think he brings from Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim said, just like there's a drosha of Ishbor, of Eloishorbor, there's also... Ishor v'loy shor shor. He's talking about a different sugya in Hamaniach, not a sugya. But Reb Chaim made Joshua's. Moishe mipi agvura. Just like it says, ki yichre ishbor, the Gemara dashed ishbor v'loy shor bor, Reb Chaim said, the such a halacha, ishor v'loy shor shor. You have to see what he was talking about over there. But if there is such a Joshua, then perhaps even if he tells us, he'll be potter. Maybe there's a, okay. The last part that Rav Asher spoke about is the sugya from Eved Va'oma. It's not mamish al sugya, so birshus. I'm going to ask the oil mishus, if I'm not going to chazer over that chelik. It's hard for me to go in the sugya now, of the sugya of Eved Va'oma right now. The oil was not learning it. So maybe I'll just mention one more nakuda in general, shortly, that's very interesting, that comes into the sugya. In the Gemara Behemshech, it's Mevur. Let me start like this, just to mention. The Kelev Shenot al Charor, that Gemara the Oilam saw today. The Kelev took it on the Mokoy Magacheles, his Chayev Lefirish Lokish, because that's the Kelev itself, Mokoy Magacheles. The rest of the God, the Shepotter, because Hay Eish Lab Mamoni the Balakam. What would be if the Baal Ha'esh was Pasha in the Eish? Let's say the Baal HaCharora. What if he didn't watch it? Would he also be Chayiv or not? That's a Mefurisha Gemara on Daf Chof Gimel. The next Oma, the Gemara asks. The Mishnah says the Baal HaKelev is Chayiv. Frek the Gemara for L'Chayiv Nami, Baal HaCharora. Midin Eish. If you have an Eish, just like a Ruach Metzuya brings it, it's Eish. Also, if a Behemah brings it, that's Eish, Ruach Metzuya. So the Gemara answers, B'sheshimer gachalta. The Mishnah's talking about he made a Shmira. I have the dual get it, if he made a Shmira. What kind of Shmira is that? That's the Rishonim over there. But that's the Sugan. State in the Gemara, if the Baal HaGachelis did not watch it, then they both chip in. He has to pay also. Now there's a very interesting machloikis over there, and you can find it in Asugi, Rashi, and Tosfos. Tosfos learns, how much does the Baal HaKelev pay? Half. On the Mokom HaGecheles, we split it. The Baal HaKelev is Chayiv Midin Regel, the Baal HaEish, the Baal HaCharor Midin Eish, 50-50. And Rashi, on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, says otherwise. Rashi says in the Kashav, El Chayiv Nami Baal HaGecheles, it means, not on the Mokom HaGecheles, the rest of the Godish. The Mokom HaGecheles, that's only the Baal HaKelev. Only he pays. The Baal HaEish will be Chayiv on the Godish. What's Pshat in Rashi? The same thing in our sugya, when the Gemara says, Misachseches, I'm not going to read the Gemara now, by Gomel, if the Gomel is being Mazik Mamish with it, the Gemara says, Ibi Misachseches, the Chenveni should be Potter. When the Chenveni was Pesher, he put his candle outside, the Gomel takes it and starts doing Mokrim HaGacheles to the building. The Gemara says, so why is the Chenveni should be Potter? It says, it's not Potter. 50-50. You split it. And the Pnei Yeshua says anyone who learns Rashi properly over here, it's not, it's the fact that there's no Rashi, but the Pnei, Rashi holds the Baal Lachen B'nei is Potter, like the Gemara's, the words of the Gemara. Rashi followed the words. So these putting these two Rashis together, just get the picture. If an animal, a kelev, a gomel, takes your esh, and you're a pesheh, you knew it's going to, he took it, and he made a mokum gacheles, he's being masik with it. You're both pesheh. Lefi Rashi, only the bala kelev is chayev, not the bala esh. Lefi Taisvus, he split it 50-50. So what's this machlokes? So the Pnei Yeshua over here sends us the daf yutes, there's a sugya of delil, and over here, there's a machlokes Rashi, very similar. It's a third place where the same thing comes up. Someone tied a delil, a kli, to the foot of a tarnagol. And what do you do when you tie a kli to a tarnagol? What happens? Tarnagol jumps around. So says Taisus, when it jumps around and it's flying around, that's esh. You are chayiv mishum esh. What's the difference putting an esh in the wind or putting a delil in a tarnagol? And Rashi says, not that way. Rashi says the Baal HaKli is not Chayiv. If it's Mazik while it's going, he's Potter. All these three places point to one similar Nakuda. When someone else is using your Eish to be Mazik, Rashi holds the Baal HaEish is not Chayiv. Even though he was Pesheh and Taisus holds the Eish. What's the Pshat in Rashi? Taisus we understand. So says the Nachlas David in one line in Daf Yates, Rashi holds, if someone takes your Eish and is Mazik with it, it's kigarzon biyad hachoytzev. Okay? It's like, that's like a famous mushel. Little translated, a garzon is like an axe in the hand of a chopper. Someone who's chopping. When someone picks up an axe and chops wood, do you say, oh, the axe is chopping the wood? The axe is not doing anything. Someone is using it. The pu'ula of the chopping is the person, not the axe. So Rashi held like this. The mazik of esh, if I let an esh and it goes, I'm chayiv. If someone, even an animal, takes my esh and is mazik with him, the animal is using my esh to be mazik. That's not esh. That's not my esh being mazik. My esh is a garzon biyad hachoytzev. The hezek is not mesyaches to me. Someone else is doing with his koyach, with his hand, and using it. Rashi holds when someone else is mazik with your esh, even if it's a behemoth, even if the Baal Eish was Pesheya, that's not called my Eish is being Mazik. So in all these places, even though the Baal Eish, by the Dlil, you tied a Kli onto the Tarnagoyle. But the Tarnagoyle kicks it, the Tarnagoyle with his Koyach, he's using it to be Mazik. That's not my Eish. When we have the Mokim HaGacheles, the Kelev took it and put it down on the Mokim HaGacheles. So even if the Baal HaKharoro was Pesheya, but the Mokim HaGacheles, that's a Garzon B'yad HaChoytzev. When the Gemara asks on Daf Chof Gimel, "V'lechayiv nami bala gacheles," Rashi says, well, "Not on the mokum gacheles, because that dog is doing with his hand." When the age goes further, that's the question. Be mechayiv on that. Be mechayiv on that. The bala gacheles. Okay, this Rashi repeats. This is the Torah from the Pnei Yeshua and the Nachlas David. V'ruach hakodesh diber bom. V'ruach hakodesh diber bom. Because the Chedushi arrived over here. He also says this Yisoid, when the kelev of the gomel is being mazik, mokam ha-gacheles, the Baal HaEish is potter, ki de kosavti in the sugya of dlil. Very short rivet, but he does the same thing. Rabbi said, till here is great. Now here for the icing on the cake. When we look again on that Gemara, on Daf Chof Gimel, the Gemara says, back to the Mishnah, kelev shenotel charoro, the Baal HaKelev is chayev. The Baal HaKelev is chayiv. Lefi Rabbi Yoichanan, Lokish, only the Mokum Gacheles, not the rest. Lefi Rabbi Yoichanan, that it's Chitzov, he's chayiv Chatzi Nezek. Eishu Mishum Chitzov, it's like Tzoyrus, even on the Godesh. The Gemara asks, V'lechayiv Nami Baal HaGacheles, if he was Poshea. Now if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, L'chayiv Nami Baal HaGacheles. Lefi Rish Lokish, not the Mokum HaGacheles, because that's Garzon B'yad HaChoytzev. Lefi Rish Lokish, he'll be mechayiv on the rest of the Godesh. The fear of Yoichan on the Gemara's kasha is on the he's only chayiv chatzinezek the Baal HaKelev. The other chatzinezek he should also pay. In Rashi is mevuah the Gemara's kasha is even the fear of Yoichan that eishem mishum chitzov. Now in the I looked in the Ravid over there, opened the Chedushi Ravid says no. In one pshat says the Ravid The Gemara is only asking lefi Reish Lakish, not lefi Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Just like in Reish Lakish on the Mokrim Gacheles, that's a garzim biyad achoytzef. That's not the Bala Eish being mazik. Lefi Rabbi Yochanan that Eishem Ishem Chitzov, so it's Chitzov, it's Koichim. It's like the Tarnagol that kicked the Dli. So lefi Rabbi Yochanan, wherever the Eish goes, you're doing. So the Bala Eish, that's mafkiyah him. He's not a mazik. That's not Eish. The svara of, in other words, and Rashi says not that way. Rashi says the Gemara is asking lefi Rabbi Yochanan. Let's pinpoint the machlokes here. Everyone agrees, and besides telling you, Rashi derived it. If a behemoth takes it and uses my eish to be mazik, if it would be the wind, the bala eish is chayiv. That's eish. But if it's someone who with kavono is using to be mazik, that's a garrison biyad achoytziv. The ma'aseh hezek is mesiachis to him. The keled, the gomel is doing it. My eish is not doing it. What about lefi Rabbi Yochanan that holds eish mishum chitzov? Chitzov is koychoy. Chitzov. Is that also a garrison biyad achoytziv or not? The patr the balakachem. The Ravid says it is. Eish mishum chitzov lefi Rabbi Yochanan is just like mokam agacheles lefi Reish Lakish. So when the Gemara is asking lechayev balakacheles, we don't mean Rabbi Yochanan bechlal. It's only Reish Lakish and the rest of the Godesh. And Rashi says not that way. Rashi says, even though on the Mokum Agacheles, your potter, it's a garrison viyadacha, he's doing, but Eishim Yishum Chitzav is not mafkia. So it would seem it's a machlokes about Chitzav, which I'm going to end off with. I don't know if yesterday Shia probably touched on this. Chaim brings a Chakira. What's the gather of Eishim Yishum Chitzav? Is it Mamish your koyach? Is the pshat that the Torah was Machshavit Koychei Mamish? This is what I'm saying over there, Chaim. Koychei mamish, just like when you shoot an arrow, that's your koyach. When you light an eish, that's the gzeres hakotzav agam. The wind, we look at it like your koyach. Al derech, that's one tzad. The other tzad is no, it's not your koyach. It's a halacha that what the eish does is considered ma'isa ha'odom. Just like koychei is ma'isa ha'odom, this is not really your koyach. Where's your koyach over here? You lit an eish, the wind blew it, but the gzeres hakotzav, it's gzeres hakotzav. It's learned out. What the age does has a din of the Adam doing. Pashtus Tosfos in Sanhedrin says, Eishem Mishum Chitzav works for Shechita. Works for Shechita. If someone dropped a knife, that makes more sense, Lefi the first Tzad. If we learn that there's a Gilui, that it's Koichoi, so it works for Shechita, it works for other things. If the Halacha of Eishem Mishum Chitzav is not Koichoi, it's just the Halacha din that it's Ma'is Adam. So legabi nizikin, it says mecha teisa v'shchita, that should work. That's okay. Back to us, and I'm ending off. It would seem very glat that's the machloikis Rashi in the Ravid. We have a machloikis. If lefi Rabbi Yochanan's eishem mishum chitzov, does that patter the baal ha'eish if he was pesher? More exact, is that called garzim biyad achoytzif? When someone else is actually doing it, that's not eish being masik. The Ravid land like the Eretz Tzad. That Eishem Mishum Chitzav is Koichoi. If it's Mamish Koichoi, it's just like when the behemoth puts down the Eish. That's Garzon Biyad HaChoytziv. He's being Matzik with Eish. My Eish is not doing, someone else is doing with. So to Reb Yoichan with Chitzav. My Koyach. It's like the chicken, the tarnagol kicking the Dli. Of a Rashi Lant Anderish. Rashi Lant, the gather of Chitzav is not your Koyach. It's a halocha that is considered your Maisa. Maisa Odom it is, but it's not your Koyach Mamish. So Mamela, this is not called the garrison biyad achoytziv. In the Metzias, it's not someone else. It's a halachic din that is considered your ma'isa. So even though Rashi holds when there's a real ma'isa of a behemoth doing with the eish, that patters the bala eish, because my eish is not doing, someone's doing with. But in Rabbi Yochanan's eishem mishum chitzav, you don't have this svara. So coming to the Gemara Daf Chof Gimel, and the Gemara says, l'chayiv nami bala gacheles. The Mokam HaGacheles, we're not asking. The Firash and the Rai, only the rest. The Ravid says, who are them the Fir B'yechel? There's no Kasher Bechlal. Someone else is doing with your age, because he learns Chitzav is Koichei Mamish. And Rashi, that learns Chitzav is not Koichei Mamish, was able to learn Chitzav is not Mafkia. The Baal Eish is a Chrayis from his Eish being Mazik. The Kasher is also in the B'yechel. It's a big Yashi Koyach.